There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Baltimore Ravens, now that you mention it, the number 32 pass defense in the NFL.
Yep.
Guys, they've lost five in a row. I got to think of something pretty positive to think about here. This is just going to be a long funeral march for the rest of my life, it feels. So.
Yeah, and I don't even know if Jameis means winning. I just mean you're going to see an offense that doesn't look prehistoric. It doesn't.
We're going to get over 20 points still on Sunday?
Right. I mean, that doesn't have
numbers. Are you willing to guarantee that?
No, of course not.
Okay, never mind.
Although I do think getting Wyatt Teller back could be a nice
certainly won't
addition.
Hurt. It certainly won't hurt.
You think so, he'll play?
Well, what
if he plays?
So
yeah.
what would go on with ownership if it works? What does that look like? Help me. I'm asking you a question, a legitimate question. Because take me through this. Because my first thought was doom when he came out and he said it. Because he has been a guy we've talked about. Is there too much on his plate for off and on for 4 years, and then he's willing to give this up? And my first thought was doomed to the point where it's like, was this his decision? Because you're 1-5. Well, excuse me, I lose count. You're 1-6. Now, the horse may already be out of the barn for some. But if it works, I think he's almost left in an impossible spot. You're not a playoff team. So if it works, it's that, okay, do you let go of a guy if you finish? I guess, I mean, let's go crazy and say, say you finish 8-9, all right? You do really well with Jameis.
That's a great run.
Be amazing. Say you finish 8-9. You're 6-3 over your last nine games or whatever the hell it is. So then after this, then you think about, all right, is he worth keeping? Well, you know, you're a game under 500. Or do you say, why did you hold on to this play calling when we brought in Ken Dorsey to take this off your hands? Clearly, this is working here. Can you use that against him? We failed to make the mark. We're supposed to be a playoff team. We've invested so much. We weren't a playoff team. Was it because of you? Like, I think he's almost in an impossible position now. Or he can be put in one. Like, hey, if you want to fire a guy, everybody will find a reason to fire a guy. But I think that this might be impossible. So you're bringing up, what if it works? Okay, well, under the best circumstance possible, Tone, before we get to the phones, what if it does work? Tell me what if it does work.
I think maybe that's your setup next year, is that Stefanski would actually be retained and maybe Jameis would be your quarterback. And I don't know what they do with the Deshaun Watson part of it, but who the hell is going to want to see Deshaun Watson if Jameis Winston looks good the rest of the year? His teammates wouldn't. No, and none of the teammates on the Browns would want
to
see that.
It's so easy to justify. He was a number one pick.
Right. I mean, and look, Sam Darnold has had a bounce back year. Jared Goff has not only been rescued, he's an MVP candidate, top three. Like, you're looking at all the Geno Smith, that redemption tour. Like, right. More and more, I think you could sell that. Now, is that a Super Bowl team? No, probably not. But you could certainly sell that going into a season other than, hey, you've got a guy coming off a torn Achilles who was terrible coming off the shoulder the year before, who was terrible coming off the 4 years removed from the NFL, who's also got the off-the-field baggage and started a war between his injury started a war between the fans and the players. Like, that's a much tougher sell going into next season.
And apparently some of the players are still fighting that war. That coming up at 720. 216-474-0092. I have another thing to bring up about this because you're going to hate it. Gerald in Pittsburgh, you're first up on the Fan. He's listening on the free Odyssey app. Hello, Gerald.
Hello. Can you guys hear me pretty good?
We have you, Gerald. Go right on ahead, friend.
Okay. It's sad to say, I do disagree with it, but I think this is their way of putting Stefanski out the door. I think he's kind of waving the white flag. I think he knows what's coming. And I like Kevin Stefanski a lot. I think he's a nice play caller. I think he's a good coach. You've seen what he's done over the last 4 years. And it seems to me like they're looking at, just moving ahead with Dorsey and Winston and just seeing how things look different. And if it does look good, I think they try to sell that as hope. And now I don't know what that means as far as replacing Kevin Stefanski, it'll be a sad day if he's pushed out that door. That's all I can say.
Well, if they're gonna push him out the door, I don't think he's the only one who has to answer. You know what I mean, Gerald?
I agree.
Yeah,
I totally agree. I just think that's what's gonna happen. I feel like they just. I think they're a little more invested in Watson than we might think. I think they're so tied to that money, it's just hard for them to, I don't know. We're in a bad situation, that's all. Thank you, guys.
Well, Gerald, gosh, that's depressing, and thank you very much for the call. Sorry about that, Gerald. With Kevin, I haven't seen him give in yet. And I want you guys to notice this, and maybe I'm wrong on this, Anthony. He looks exhausted in these press conferences so far this year. He looks pale. He looks tired. He looks like he slept 2 hours a night. On the sidelines, I've seen two outbursts. I remember there was one outburst he had during a loss 2 years ago, and that was on the refs. And that I only noticed that because Nathan talked about it on the radio broadcast. You didn't see it. They did not cut in on it on TV. So we had to describe it to people because Nathan described it.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I did on the radio about Ken Dorsey or about Kevin Stefanski losing it. You know, this year I've seen him rip off his headset two weeks in a row. The utter visible frustration that he had with the Washington situation and whatever that was. And you can tell, like, this is a man who's definitely seeing this starting to run into the wall, or that it's already ran into the wall, and he's doing his best. I've seen coaches kind of throw up their hands and go, this is it, this is it, this is what it is, and this is how this is going to go, and I just need to make this as comfortable as possible before we end this here. So I've seen that before. I haven't seen that in him yet. Once you do, I'm going to get the real gulp and go, okay, my issue of it is going, what are we actually fixing then? Because if this were to go south or continue to go south, I should say, it's already south. What am I fixing? Is it just Kevin Stefanski? That's just throwing a bone to fans who are angry. And then a fan who is angry, because Browns fans aren't stupid, they've been through many rebuilds before, Browns fans go, okay, you got rid of the head coach that a lot of us had mixed feelings on. All right, who's picking the players again? What's that history? Who's the guy in charge over in San Diego? What's that history? Like, you're only putting a coat of paint on the wall.
I wonder, in a way, like, we have seen Stefanski. I could think of three different instances in the last, like, 4 weeks where he has been furious on the sidelines before a play is even ran.
Yeah.
So that means that a play was called, that he's watching, and guys are not getting lined up right. And I'm wondering, throughout the week, how is that happening? And I wonder if, and this is going to sound like excuse making for Stefanski, but I wonder if Stefanski's like, we and our staff, we have coached our staff to then in turn coach the players to be a certain way, and they're not getting it right, and we're 7 weeks in a year, and we had a preseason, and we had a training camp, and we had Greenbrier. We have worked all our way up to this, and it's been a total failure. And Stefanski has taken that in the press conference. He said, it's on me. But obviously, when people say it's on me, they also, behind closed doors, they scream at their staff. If anybody has ever actually been around locker rooms or been around coaching meetings or coaching staffs on any level,
with all of us.
Yeah, they always do. Like, they'll say it, it's on me, it's on me. But what are they doing behind the scenes? And I wonder how that leads to, hey, I'm turning over the play calling to somebody else. I wonder what that's all about, because that on its face, it makes no sense.
Well, do you think because they haven't been able to get plays in, he has shown frustration, do you think that he's going to go, you know what, bleep it, I'm going to streamline it, fine.
Well, so is
have
it,
him call the plays.
Is there a chance that Kevin's going to focus on everything else outside of the stuff on game day, because they are getting all that other stuff wrong? So Kevin's like, the only way I can do this, I've been relying on other people for some of this stuff. Now it's just going to be me. I've taken ownership over it in press conferences. Who cares?
Maybe.
I mean, fans are even annoyed by that after a certain point.
Of course.
They're like, we don't care that you take ownership over it. We're still seeing the same illegal procedures, the illegal motions, and guys being lined up offsides on offense. You get like three of those a year in the NFL.
Maybe he thinks it's going, hey, we don't even have a chance to get this thing out, because maybe you've added too many cooks to the kitchen with the offense. So I can't even get my personnel in right, because now we have this stuck in the mud system. So I'm going to step over. I'm going to oversee everything, which means that Kevin's probably going to jump in and call a play or two, guarantee, because you're going to be in tight moments here and there. I can just about guarantee that. And you're also going to see, hey, do we have the right personnel here that we want to run? Do we have the right people out there? Are we getting more illegal motion penalties and illegal shifts and offsides on offense lined up, for crying out loud? Like, these are the attention to detail that is costing you football games. NFL games, they're so tight, they're one on the margins. You can't make those mistakes. You have to be an uber-talented football team to get over those mistakes. It's impossible to do so if you've had any injuries, if you don't have the best quarterback play, and I think he recognizes that. That might not be enough to save him at the end of all this, but I think that he has to recognize that, because every caller has recognized that over the first 7 weeks of the season. Every listener has recognized that. So I think for the first time, like, we've argued about common sense, and I've been the same person to tell you, I've been frustrated in the past, because I thought a couple of years ago, I said, if somebody were to come out of heaven, if Vince Lombardi were to come out of heaven and say, you'll win this game if you run Nick 30 times, you will win. I will guarantee it. I accuse Kevin of being the type of guy who go, can you guarantee I'd lose? And if they said no, he'd find his way to win the football game. And that bothered me. Because for us, it's do whatever it takes to win a football game. And they're trying to put together pieces and puzzles. Well, you're 1-6. So now you need the opportunity to be able to put together pieces and puzzles. Because now the rumors are flying around that, what, you got the Ravens game, you have the Chargers game, and then you have week 10 and a bye week. And now the rumors are flying around about that. 216-474-0092. We'll get to some of you guys coming up. And we got November, December, we have 2 months. We have to bury the hatchet if we're going to get along with each other over the next couple of months, guys.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.